He meddled in things men should leave alone.
What happened when? Question of the week here on A Girl's Guide. My name is Michelle A. Delvest. I am a writer of feelings, a lover of humans, and I am obsessed with asking people questions that make them think about their lives and how they are showing up in the world. Question of the Week is brought to you in partnership between A Girl's Guide and the Back to Us Radio Network. Now, this is not a voyeuristic experience. This only works when you all chime into the conversation. My favorite place to talk with you all is on Twitter. Find me at A Girl's Guide. That is A-G-U-R-L-Z-G-U-I-D-E. And use the hashtag A-G-G-Q-O-T-W. Make sure that you come back week after week for this adventure in human perspective. Thank you so much for tuning into Question of the Week. I am your host, Michelle A. Delvest. Sorry for taking off last week, but I needed to recover from Blog Her from the week before, in which we had a nice busy weekend, and I actually produced, 11 mini pods that weekend. So thanks for listening to them. Thanks for your support. I truly, truly appreciate it. This week, I kind of had an off-the-cuff and on-the-fly question of the week. I was hanging out with a good friend of mine who is about to revamp her entire life. For the last 40-plus years, she has lived the life that she thought she was supposed to live. She has done what she thought she was supposed to do. And now she's at a place in her life where she is deciding that she's going to kind of throw caution to the wind with a little planning, because she's definitely a planner. But she's going to throw caution to the wind in the way of shedding expectations that everybody in her whole life have ever had for her. And she's going to do what makes her heart sing. And so my question of the week this week that Eliza is going to answer is, in the expectations that are passed down to you, in what we inherit from our family, and in the expectations about how we are supposed to live our life, how are we on a daily basis, whether it's a big monumental thing or in just the little things, how are we honoring ourselves in our own journey, separate from the expectations that other people have for us? This was her answer.
We all have a path that we feel we're supposed to honor.
Right.
It's passed down from our parents. It's passed down from our inheritance. How are you honoring the path that honors you?
By going back and taking care of the little girl, the little foster girl, the little adopted girl, and nurturing her. And I went through a period where I had to be okay with being other than, because my being in foster care, being adopted, being biracial, have all made me feel I was other than, but I still had to honor that path. So there came a time when I had to be okay with being other than, and I had to say, what really makes you happy? And I had to find a place where I was okay with people trying to censor me and say, no, you should do this and you should do that. And I remember reading a quote that said, never let anybody should on you. So I had to find my own voice. I had to tell myself that it's okay to be who you are. But Martha Graham, one of my favorite modern dancers, said, there's only one of you in the entire universe, and you came to do what you came to do. And if you don't do it, it gets lost in the universe forever. And that's when I felt an obligation to myself to say, you know what, there's only one Eliza, be she biracial, be she adopted or whatever. She came to do this thing. Do that, because if you don't do it, it's lost in the universe forever. And that's when I started feeling like I have to take care of you, I have to nurture you. And I had to stop hearing the other stories in my head that other people were telling me, you should do this, you should do that. So it took some arguments, it took some people being angry with me, but I had to be at peace with myself when I went to bed at night. What is it that you need to do that's completely outside of the box?
So what are you doing right now that is outside of your box?
Getting rid of all my stuff. Going to another city across the country where I don't really have a job. I have a temp assignment. And going somewhere where I don't know anyone and just starting the next chapter of my life. Because if I don't do it, it will bother me to stay here and not do it. So that's part of it.
What do you think you'll find there?
My real self. I'm not saying my real self is there. I just think that we are part of our environment and our circumstances. And once I rid myself of my environment and free myself from my circumstances, I can go there and be myself. And just start over. Write a new chapter. I'm going to a place where I'm bringing my East Coast energy. I'm going around people that don't know me, so I don't have the naysayers saying, oh, I know you, I remember you when. You can't do this because I know you. But these are people who don't really know me. They don't believe in me. So I can go out there and bring a little edgy energy and go somewhere where I can start fresh with complete strangers. So that's kind of what I do.
Love it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mwah. I love you.
I love you too.
So that's Eliza. I was so inspired by her story because several times in my life, I have just wanted to get up and start anew. And I've done that a couple of times, right? But I've always gone with somebody or where somebody knew who I was. She is being brave in the sense that she is saying where I am is no longer honoring to my spirit and my soul, and I need to go somewhere new so that I can honor that person inside of me that's been dying to come out. And so I honor that journey for her, and I'm very excited for her. But that goes to my question of the week for you, and even for me. How, on a daily basis, are we honoring the journey and the path that honors us? That's our question of the week. So I'd love to hear you connect and chime in on the conversation, and look for my Periscope, because now question of the week is also going to be on a Periscope, which will be on YouTube, all at A Girl's Guide, A-G-U-R-L-Z-G-U-I-D-E. I want to hear from you. All right. Bye. So really quick before I get out of here, I just want to say thank you again. Please, this doesn't work really well unless you all chime into the conversation. So shoot on over to Twitter, go on over to agirlsguide.org and just answer the question of the week. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to see if you're liking the series, if you're not liking the series, but most important, I want to hear your answer to this question of the week. This really is an adventure in human perspective. And so I want to hear from you. So Twitter, A Girl's Guide, A-G-U-R-L-Z-G-U-I-D-E, Periscope, A Girl's Guide, agirlsguide.org. You can also find us on the Back to Us Radio Network. That's B-A-C-K, the number 2, usradionetwork.com. Thanks. I'll see you next week.